USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying some states may be free to move towards reopening from the coronavirus shutdown as early as today. The president saying last evening that the states would have to meet requirements outlined in the new guidelines, which include metrics for coronavirus testing and protocols to protect vulnerable populations. The president reversing course and saying ultimately the decision of when to reopen will be up to each individual state governor. Starting today, New Yorkers are required to wear masks or cloth coverings while out in public due to an executive order issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this week. And the Maryland governor, Republican Larry Hogan, has issued a similar order.
To give these retailers time to make these adjustments, this order will go into effect beginning Saturday at 7 a.m.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As we told you, the president is expecting to try to reopen the U.S. economy as soon as possible, but don't expect the reopening of the U.S.-Canadian border soon. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, says it will be weeks before a loosening of border restrictions.
There will be, you know, special thought given to this relationship, but at the same time, we know that there is a significant amount of time still before we can talk about loosening such restrictions.
Two NASA astronauts and a cosmonaut are back on Earth after more than 200 days aboard the International Space Station. Jessica Meyer, Andrew Morgan, and their Russian counterpart landed in Kazakhstan early this morning, returning to a very different planet than the one they left. Not only do they have to get used to Earth's gravity again, but of course they have to protect themselves from COVID-19. Utah Jazz guard Mike Conley is the winner of the NBA's Horse Challenge, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The head of Utah's emergency management agency is telling Salt Lake Valley residents to expect more aftershocks, like a big one that hit yesterday morning following the big earthquake back on March 18th.
We're only 4 weeks out from the earthquake, and so they can still continue for quite a number of weeks. So Utahns should not be surprised if there are more earthquakes they feel.
Yesterday's aftershock measured 4.2 magnitude. The original earthquake back on March 18th was a magnitude 5.7. Apple is now offering a cheaper alternative to its popular iPhone. The iPhone SE is to run about $400, and the first deliveries are expected by April 24th. The display is the same size as the iPhone 8 at 4.7 inches. It's billed as the most affordable iPhone ever, and it comes with a fast chip and what Apple says is the best single-camera system they've ever offered. The dust- and water-resistant phone, available in black, white, or red, pre-orders begin today. And Utah Jazz guard Mike Conley is the winner of the NBA's Horse Challenge. He knocked off Chicago Bulls guard Zach LaVine in the finale of the virtual tournament last night. Conley beat Chauncey Billups in the semifinals. LaVine had taken out WNBA star Allie Quigley in the other semis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.